Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning. Did my voice just crack? I believe it did.
Yes, it did,
John Ritchie. We're off to an odd start to the show.
But yeah, clear your throat or something,
yeah,
man.
Excuse me while I clear my throat.
You sound all hawkery.
A little bit. It's all right, though. Hey, we got a lot to hit today. Obviously, the Eagles and the Saints, it's in 2 days. It's the divisional round. It's the playoffs. It's awesome. It's going to be a game right here on 94 WIP. We look forward to it. Flyers, of course, with the win last night. Sixers back at it this weekend. Lots to hit. We'll do so with you on the phone lines, 888-729-9494. Hop aboard the phone lines, 888-729-9494. Richie Rich! What's up, bud?
There are no penguins at the North Pole. In fact, there are no penguins anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere.
What do you mean?
17 varieties of penguins in the world.
Yep.
And they're all found below the equator.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am,
Joe. What about Danny DeVito in Batman 2?
He does not count. Yeah. Not included.
He doesn't count because he was in Gotham, which...
That...
Excuse me, Metropolis, I should say. No, Gotham.
It was Gotham, which is technically nowhere on the map.
Yeah, except we all know
it's not real.
We all know it's New York City, but that's a whole other matter.
Sort of.
Yeah. All right.
So how about that?
I am surprised.
The penguins, only at the South Pole, and Galapagos Islands are as far as they come north.
Wow, that's
you would expect that they would just walk on the land bridge that Jimmy talks about from the north. From the South Pole to the North Pole.
Whatever that thing
the
was.
The ice bridge.
Where it's all together.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about that? All right. 888-729-9494. Eagles and obviously not the Penguins, not the Pittsburgh Penguins. Eagles and the Saints on Sunday. Look, obviously there's great excitement in the air. I mean, we know the deal. We know how special last year was. We do know how unexpected this is at this point. They weren't technically, certainly not, and they weren't mathematically out of it a month ago, but they were in a hell of a tough spot. They have found a way to fight back, and so here they are, and here we go. John, the excitement thing's real. We've been feeling it all week. You know, one of the things that is certainly been striking to me, and we'll see, James will have the Twitter poll question of the day, you know, who wins the game, which is our typical Friday question before an Eagles game. And it usually, you know, skews to the Eagles for two reasons. One, we're in Philadelphia. Two, for the last 2 years, the Eagles have been better than most teams they've played. This is a game where they are a hefty underdog. Without having gone through every single one, I would guess maybe with the exception of the Rams, like week 14 this year, 15 or whatever that week was, probably the second biggest underdog they've been since Doug and Carson's first year. I mean, they're a hefty underdog this week. And it was interesting, John. You know, I said yesterday I think the Eagles are going to win. Callers called in. It was just about universal on the phone lines that the Eagles win. And I guess one of the things
I got destroyed for speculating otherwise.
You did.
That's, I got shamed.
You did get shamed.
Yesterday.
You've been shamed this week. It's true. Ray's gotten shamed.
I witnessed it last night after the show.
In what way?
I was at an event with Ray, and he was being shamed mercilessly.
What happened?
Well, people pointed out that he did not pick the Eagles.
Oh, man, you can't get a race case. I mean, I saw
Howard last night.
What did he do?
Who told me that he was walking down the street and people were yelling to him that I needed to get a dog.
That's great. That's good work, sir or ma'am, whoever you were. That's good work by you. Listen, I don't mind John being shamed. Matter of fact, frankly, I embrace it and I encourage it. Ray being shamed? It doesn't suit me. That doesn't suit me very well. But you guys that made the same pick, both of you picking the Saints. Look, 888-729-9494. The belief that's been expressed, and it's been great belief, in that it's been lots of belief, pro-Eagles to win this game. I guess I do wonder, John, both amongst myself and everyone, do we really, really believe it? Do we want to believe it? No, really. Do we? I want everyone to come to the table. Those that are feeling pretty good, Eagles, I want you to be real today. And I'm going to try to answer this myself, and I am truly conflicted. Do I really believe? Ask yourself this. Do I really believe the Eagles beat the Saints, or do I so want it that I talk myself into it?
Or is our culture such that you know if you really believe the Saints are going to win, that you're going to be shamed for it? Let's up the ante here. Let's up the stakes,
all right,
Joe.
Go ahead.
Let's up the stakes, Jimmy. You who are so confident that the Eagles are going to win this game. Listen, I would love if you're right. But if we said, hey, baby Zoe, her livelihood depends on your pick,
hey,
in this situation.
Let's bet my life, not my daughter's life.
All right, let's bet your
that.
Life. If your life depended on it,
oh boy,
would you be picking the Eagles this week?
Oh, why are you doing that to me, John Retchie? That ain't cool.
You're right. It's not cool. It's not cool at all.
Well, all right. So obviously,
it makes you take a step back and reevaluate.
It does.
I think everyone's lying to themselves.
All right. So obviously, I wouldn't want my life to depend on it either way. If my life, though, did depend on it, Can I delay for a second and say 888-729-9494?
There's no way you would say, okay, listen, I'm going to go with the odds here. If my life depends on it, I'm going to be meticulous in the application of you know, statistical analysis on this. It's the one seed versus the six seed. Every year since 2013, the Super Bowl has been a battle of teams that have had a first round bye. The teams that are the best record, you know, teams from the season. This Saints team is the best team in the NFL.
And we saw the Eagles.
And we're playing them in New Orleans.
You're right, because we saw.
After being on the road what seems like ever.
You're right. We saw the Eagles last year benefit in this round from having the game at home. It's true. The Eagles probably have a top five home field advantage in pro football. The New Orleans Saints probably have a top five home field advantage in pro football.
These, absolutely.
Yeah,
they
I mean,
do.
Right.
Absolutely.
I think that's fair.
Do. So your life depends on it, Joe.
My life depends on
your life ends.
All right, so
tomorrow your life ends Monday if you pick wrong. Who's gonna win the game?
I mean Nick Foles, man. I mean, am I really gonna go against Nick Foles?
No.
James,
I can't do it.
I can't do it either. I mean, John, what you're saying is very compelling, and it
does make you stop and think.
It does. It really does.
You guys are beyond brainwashed with this Nick Foles thing.
I don't know, man. I mean, will it really surprise anyone at 8 o'clock on Sunday if we're watching him?
Think about
with a
your
press conference after another win.
Think about Zoe without a father, because you're doing this, Jimmy.
You bet your life on it. 888-729-9494.
Do I feel better betting my life on a Saints team that I haven't seen do this in this spot? I mean, I've seen it four straight times.
Yeah, you did
Nick
see
Foles
him do it. You did see them do this in
underdog.
This spot.
Yeah,
you did see this Saints team,
well John, it was nine,
this Breeze-led team.
That was nine.
You know what? This team's better than that one.
So is this Eagles
Saints
team.
This Saints team is better than that one. That we saw in 2009.
In 2009. I thought you were talking about 6 weeks ago.
So that was 9 years ago. All right.
Yes.
It's very different.
Very different.
I think there's three players left from that team.
I mean, Darren Sproles was on that
team
then.
Yeah.
I don't think Sproles was on that team.
You're right. Malcolm Jenkins was on that team.
Malcolm was. The gist is, though, that this Breeze and Peyton-led Saints team is not only the best Saints team I've ever seen, including the one that won the Super Bowl, but the best one in the league. There's a reason they're the one seed. There is a reason why over the last month, their scoring, as you like to point out, wasn't as high as what it was early in the year.
That's significant. That is.
They're on the road. They had a couple bad games against the Panthers, against the Cowboys and the Buccaneers, where they didn't score quite as much as they're accustomed to. They're not going to have one of those bum games.
Well,
after 23 days rest.
Yeah, all right. 888.
They might start slow, but they won't finish.
Right. So,
that way.
Look, I'll answer the question because I've been dodging it for the most part for the last 4 minutes or something. If my life depended on it, I'm riding with Nick Foles. John.
You're lying. No. I think you're lying. I really do.
I know you do.
I believe that this shaming, whatever you'd call it, is so pervasive and powerful that you are now lying about something that would have been interesting had you actually told the truth.
Let me expand it, though, beyond just false. The offensive line and defensive line are really good. Lane Johnson was not even close to this halfway through the year. Now he's reestablished. Peters is finishing games. They just seem like they have a really strong O-line. They obviously have a great D-line. The secondary has improved. You know, there's no question. It could still be better, and it may be a problem that costs them the game this weekend, but it has improved. The running backs, that scares me. I mean, there's a dramatic difference in running backs of these two teams. The Saints have two running backs, not one, but two, that are better than any of the Eagles have. And the Eagles' best back, Darren Sproles, is still a satellite player. It's probably still going to only play about 35% of the snaps. So that part scares me. But I, my God, I saw it last year. I saw them be an underdog three times in a row. Saw it last week. They've won all four games. Peterson and Foles 4-0 together in the postseason with the Eagles. You know, and again, it's got a formula that feels similar to last year. Not run the football. Dominate up front, offensive line. Dominate defensive
line. You think we're dominating?
That's why I don't expect them to dominate the Bears front, but do what you can to be a great line. And this offensive line.
Joe, what you're saying is so like.
John, the Bears offense.
This is like rote memory. You're just delivering the standard line. Look how we're better, this and that. Look at the teams and compare them. And look at the matchups. Yeah, the O-line is playing better. Are they playing well enough to match up to this Saints team? No, they're not. Our secondary, they're playing better. Yes, I agree. Are they playing well enough to hold up against Drew Brees and that bevy of weapons?
Yeah. All right.
No,
look,
they're not. And I hate to say it, it's the reality of the situation. If your life depended on it, there you would absolutely not say, you know what? I'm going to roll with Nick Foles because there's something magical there. You would bank on statistical analysis and the one seed versus the six seed. You're going to pick the one seed if your life depends on it.
All right, 888-729-9494. Life depends on it. Where are you going? Do you believe or do you know that you want to believe and it draws you there? 888-729-9494. Big show on tap. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. As we get ready for the Eagles and Saints in 2 days.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.